What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Mike Mulligan, David Haw.
We know two games right now. We know Bears... Yes. Packers, December 20th at Soldier Field.
Yes.
Right before Christmas, 5 days before Christmas. The other game, of course, if you're planning your holiday and then Black Friday arrives.
Cancel your shopping spree.
Cancel your shopping spree. Pop yourself on the couch.
All right, sit back, relax, and strap it down.
Have some leftovers.
I'm just going to go buy a couch.
Bears, Eagles. Oh. You're going to be in the playoff hunt.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
December 20th, you want the Packers at home.
I just prefer that to be switched around.
Let me ask you, the football expert, when will they be better? Week 7 or week 16?
Noon on Sunday, okay? About noon on Sunday.
Start your mornings with Mully and Haw, 5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
Good morning.
Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We have a life plan. We now know when the games will fall, and we will begin building everything around
it. Good morning, Mully. Happy Thursday. Are those two things related? We have a life plan, comma, and we have the Bears schedule?
I think the Bears schedule is an outline to our life.
It kind of is, isn't it?
I'm being honest.
Struggle early.
Get
into a rhythm.
No, none of that stuff.
And have challenges late.
No. Just knowing what you're going to be doing in your life.
Okay.
And when. And where you got
to
be.
Because I wouldn't be able to sleep tonight if I didn't know what I was doing the night of September 8th, for instance.
I'll tell you. For instance, I believe the bye week falls fairly early. So if you want to get out of town, you better get out of town that weekend.
Is that what jumps out to you right away?
Yeah. Right away is the early bye.
Okay. The Bears schedule was released. They did all of the expected song and dance online. The social media team got all clever and everything. They got everybody involved.
Right.
And then the big moment we all were waiting for. Everything fell into place, even though it had leaked by the time they released it officially. And they will open on Monday Night Football.
Right.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exciting debut for Ben Johnson against Brian Flores. And I'm sure by then we will hear from Ben Johnson how he has fared against Brian Flores in the past. Especially if it's been successful.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Because the Lions have had some success against Brian Flores' defenses, I believe. But they open against the Vikings at Soldier Field. How do you feel about that?
I feel happy it's at Soldier Field. I'm glad that they are opening at home. And the fact that they're opening on a Monday night, that's okay. That's a new quarterback. Local guy made good. He's home. but he's on the road for his opener.
I think it's really cool that we're going to be able to see J.J. McCarthy make his NFL debut.
Right.
From a local standpoint, from a division standpoint, just out of curiosity as much as anything, I'll say this. That aside, I don't think it's a great matchup for the Bears in week one. I don't like the fact that defenses typically are ahead of the offenses. Mm-hmm. And to me, if you're ranking the defenses on the Bears schedule you would least like to face, I would start with the Vikings.
So do you consider J.J. McCarthy not a rookie since he isn't a rookie, since he did – he does know where the building is. And
well,
knows where
I think that those are – forgive me, semantics, because – he is not technically a rookie because he does know where the building right. is, and he is under contract right. in year two and all those things.
Knows how to get rehab.
As far as what really matters, it will be a rookie-like performance and debut for him because he has not faced an NFL pass rush in real time. And that, to me, is what's going to define how successful he is. Is he going to be more game manager on that night? Well, probably, but I do think the Viking defense will be ahead of the Bear offense, and that is what scares me about that matchup if I'm a Bears fan.
Okay.
Scare is too strong. That is what concerns me, and I don't think it's as great of a matchup. As I said yesterday, for me, the ideal matchup to begin the season would have been the Browns at noon at Soldier Field.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, I'd even take Detroit at noon at Soldier Field. I like the noon starts. Or Minnesota at noon at Soldier Field, whatever the first couple of games are.
I don't want to misunderstand. I love the buzz. I love the buildup, and it's going to be great theater. It is a national audience.
Right.
It's going to be all eyes are on the Chicago Bears and Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams.
But it creates a short week to open the season.
That's the other part of it.
You have all this time to get ready for the first game of the year, and yours is on Monday, which means the second week you are at Detroit. Not ideal on a short week.
From a physical standpoint mental standpoint. You'll be able to prepare for the Lions in the offseason, preseason, if you will. But talk me out of those concerns, Molly, because if you can, because my sense is...
I wouldn't get over my skis about how good the Vikings defense is.
Because you don't believe it is or because it's an opener?
Because it's an opener. Because they've got new players that they're acclimating to what they're doing. Because... Ben Johnson has done okay against that defense in the past.
Okay.
I just wouldn't get – because you also made a decision that Ben Johnson was a better offensive coach than Brian Flores is a defensive coach.
You did do that by hiring him over Brian Flores, and I'll acknowledge that. I just believe – and, again, I'm telling you my first reaction. I think as we think about this and talk about it, it may not be as big of an issue as it first appeared to me when I looked at the schedule and thought, uh-oh.
Yeah, I like to me, it's just wasting time. The problem is you're champing at the bit to get going. Teams are starting on Thursday. There are games
Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and then the Bears finish it up on Monday.
That's what I'm saying. You're standing around and you're just looking to get a spot on the starting line where you can get going. And then within a week, you're going
to
be
We're
going
to have to go through more debuts in the Cup season.
Yeah. A lot of openers.
Thursday night, an opener. Yeah. Friday night, an opener in Brazil. Sunday, right. opener week one.
Right.
And then you're going to waiting all day for Monday night. I know that's not the song, but that's going to be the feeling.
Well, it's the feeling.
It's the feeling.
And that's the only thing I don't like
so,
about it. But they haven't opened on a Monday in 20 years or something,
yeah,
right?
I know.
25 years?
But look, Molly, here's the thing, too, is that last year we waited until November to get a divisional game.
Yeah,
right.
So that's good.
That
right
was
out
of
the box. Yep.
But you got two right out of the box.
Yep.
Is that good?
Yes, better than waiting till the season's already. You've already got your teeth into it.
Tough division.
It's fine. Let's find out.
Tough
Let's
division.
Go. I want to know how good the Vikings are. I want to know, did they make a mistake with the quarterback? I want to know that. I want to know, Detroit, how are they impacted by the loss of their assistants? How are they going to rally? How good are they going to be? Are they still a team with Super Bowl aspirations, or was that sort of batted down a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Last 2 years, you felt they had Super Bowl aspirations, and they never got out of the gate, really.
For those planning trips, Vegas, September 28th.
They're already people planning trips.
I know a couple people I saw work at CHSN that already had booked their hotel.
Yeah.
They got their flight. They're ready to roll. That's going to be an event.
It's always an event, Vegas, but I don't know.
Plus, it's a bye week after that. You could stay out there for 10 days if you wish.
Some of us have jobs.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, listen, it's great that it's the bye week the week after, but that does not clear you.
Well, I'm just
we're
saying,
going to Vegas, honey.
Bring the nest egg.
We're staying
a
week.
As much time in Vegas as possible.
No. You want to go in for two nights tops.
I don't know.
You do not want to spend a lot of time in Vegas.
Is that weekend beckon for Vegas Hawes return? I don't know. No,
it's okay. Too early in the year. I think you need, you know, you need guerrilla style attacks on Vegas. You do not need to be there for a long period of time until you've drained all funds.
So kind of swoop in, swoop out.
That's the that is
without
the dream.
Anybody knowing you're there.
You're
kind of like a sniper.
You move in, you're there, you get your money, you get out.
I get it.
You
I
don't
get it.
Give it back.
You don't fall, you don't break your phone, you don't break your wrist. You get in, you get out, you do it's an event uneventful.
Yeah.
Uneventful.
Yeah.
And not again, that I'm speaking from experience.
The only good thing about it is noon on Sunday. The only thing you really don't want in Vegas is noon on Sunday.
Can I tell you what that noon on Sunday is very interesting about? The September 28th. Actually, it's 325. What a day that will be. Not only here on the score.
325, I'm sorry.
325 in Vegas.
That's better.
That's the final day of the Cubs regular season.
Then you're on a red eye.
Against the
trying to make it to work.
Against the Cardinals. Maybe I'll do that. And I will sit out there at Circus Swim and I'll watch the Cub game from the pool. And the Cubs and Cardinals, that could mean something. That could be a game for the division title.
I don't think we're doing a trip to Vegas in September.
Did I invite you?
No. I'm just telling you, generally speaking. I don't think that's happening.
Well, it would be a great show trip, but if not, you never know. Let's say, hypothetically, I'm sitting there at the pool watching the Cubs and the Cardinals. And then you see what's going on there, and the Cubs clinch, and they're going ready to go into October. And then I go to the Bears-Raiders game a few miles away.
Okay, here we go. December 7th, the Bears are at Green Bay. That is the road trip to Vegas. Watch it in Vegas at a swimming pool. Get a little heat on your body.
I'm in for that. I'm in for that. That's a good time of year to go.
That's right.
You definitely want to be in Vegas. If that starts to just get cold, there might be some snow, a hint of winter right around the corner. December 7th, noon. It's a noon start, so it's like 10 a.m. out there.
And you figure, they play on the previous Friday. So by your calculations, with no one needing to go to work, you got that whole extra 3 days to just hang out at the pool.
Go out a weekend early. Go, why not? That's good prep time. That's definitely good
That's
prep
right.
time.
You get a couple weekends of football in Vegas.
Well, since you brought it up, December 7th at Lambeau against the Packers, that's the other part of the schedule I don't necessarily like. I don't like playing the Packers twice in 13 days.
And that, December 7th, is a day that'll live in infamy.
It definitely will.
If anyone is worried about
people,
that.
If people still remember history.
Remember the Packers.
They still
remember
honor history.
The Lambeau.
We tend to forget history, but it was a significant day in our history.
They booed Chicago on that day. Yeah. Don't forget. Back at the
All right, back
draft.
To the present. Back to the present. Let's focus. Okay. Or the future, if you will.
Please.
December 7th.
We're jumping all over.
Well, we're jumping all over. It's a schedule. All That's right. what you do mentally. Yeah. You jump it all over. Well, I love this game. I hate this matchup.
I just
this
don't
is
know.
Really fun.
What week is that?
Week 14.
Okay. So what's the record?
I don't know yet. Let's get to that in a moment. I want to air this grievance first.
All right. Here we go.
December 7th, they play at Lambeau.
Yeah.
Then they come home to play the Browns on December 14th. And then they stay home on December 20th, and they welcome back the Packers. The Packers twice in 3 weeks. I don't like that because I think that I prefer to have those Packers games spread out.
You worried they'll overlook Cleveland? Is that
no, I'm not so worried about that. But I do think that when you have two important games in the pocket of a 13-day window.
It's just Green Bay. They're not important.
They're important.
Green Bay's not important.
Well,
let's get that out.
The games are important. They're important games on the schedule. Your feelings about the municipality aside.
I'm just throwing some shade.
I know.
All.
It's that I think that those games should be spread out.
That's also a TBD day, right? So we don't know what time they're playing.
But it's probably going to be prime time.
You think?
This is probably going to be the second game on that Saturday.
Well, then that would be good because they're involved in something.
We'll wait and see. It would be fun. Yeah. It would be good. But you know what I mean? If you have, let's say hypothetically, there's an injury to Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
And he's going to be out for 10 to 14 days.
Right.
You just wiped out both Packer games.
Yeah. I understand what you mean.
And by the same token, what if they're missing Jordan Love for a month? Well, you're going to miss your rival.
Oh, that's beautiful. Let's hope he's out.
It goes both ways, though. No, it goes both ways. So that's why I'd rather have spread out first half of the season, second half of the season.
Let's hope you haven't cursed Montez Sweat, and let's hope you have cursed Jordan Love.
What I say about these things have no impact or bearing on the outcome.
You bear a lot of power. I think we all are.
Stop whining, David. They have to play someone who cares so negative. That's not negative. I'm giving you my honest opinion of the schedule.
It's scaredy cat. It's not negative, but it is scaredy cat. I don't like playing him twice in 13 days. Come on. Bring him on. Play him twice in one day.
I'll tell you what I like about the schedule.
We'll play it right now, and then we'll go out in the alley and finish it.
You want to know what I do like about the schedule?
There's got to be something.
There is. There's a lot to like about the schedule.
I like the schedule.
I like the fact that on December 28th, they're at the 49ers on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, the 49ers will be finished by then.
Exactly.
We know they're having a bad year. They're not going to re-sign the quarterback.
Well, you know you're not going to see McCaffrey. Because there's no way he's going to be healthy in week 17.
There you go.
You're not going to see him. Purdy will probably have come down to earth. They're going to be all banged up. And maybe they'll be even looking for a head coach because Kyle Shanahan will have gotten fired. I don't have high expectations for the 49ers. That's a good spot for the Bears, especially if they're playing for a wild card spot. And then they have the 49ers on Sunday Night Football, national stage, holiday week. So we're going to be able to enjoy that. And then the Lions to finish up the season at home. The Lions likely will have clinched. The Bears will probably still be playing for seeding. And Ben Johnson, Dan Campbell, come on. Does it get much better than that in week 18?
No.
That's tremendous theater on the lakefront.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So there are. That's not whining.
No one.
312.
Oh, someone accused you of.
Yeah, just saying I'm negative. That's not negative.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. You know, the texters are going to say some of the rudest stuff you'll ever hear. Why are you looking at that?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. I got you to come around. You're telling me to stop looking at the text line. Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes they're just going after you.
How about the Steelers on the 23rd at Soldier Field?
Yeah, that's a good game.
That'll Aaron Rodgers.
Has he signed? Is
Aaron Rodgers coming into the place he once claimed he owned.
The problem with that is, will he still be standing by November 23rd? You would like to get him in the first 2 weeks of the season while he's still, you know,
he could go
upright.
Yeah, I think he could be, though.
Okay.
If he goes to Pittsburgh, it makes him a better team. Don't you think so?
Yes. I think Aaron Rodgers still has some gas in the tank,
and then
put it that way.
On the 23rd, they're coming into Chicago, and he's going to say, hey, Mully.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, good for him.
He's going to go full Elton John on you.
Yeah, I'm not even going to touch that one. But okay.
Are you excited about the Flus return?
No, not remotely. In fact, I don't even think that that counts as a return. That, you know, Flusie will be as irrelevant and unnoticed
as he was for 3 years.
Yes.
I predict by next year we'll forget how to spell his name.
The problem with Flusie is that he finally got noticed and they had to fire him. If he had just been Flusie,
if he had kept his
no
haircut,
no one would have ever noticed
the
him.
Same nondescript haircut.
Yeah, it was the beard.
He went for his glam. He glammed out.
Yeah, he tried to
got a little more attention. Etched his driveway. And then he had to go.
They still have that house. I believe he's got a
wedding
coming up.
He's got a big wedding coming up this summer. But congratulations to the family.
Yeah, but they ought to get rid of that house.
Why?
Get out of here.
Might be a good property to keep.
Go move to Dallas.
It might be a good property to keep.
Because I wasn't invited to any of the Gatsby parties. But do you get it? If you're having a Gatsby party, do you even send an invite? Isn't it everybody's welcome?
Everybody kind of knows.
Everyone just shows
everybody
up.
Everybody who is somebody knows.
Okay.
I was not invited either. Just in case you thought I had some sort of secret Mac handshake with him. So.
Oh, I know you had one.
All right, back to the schedule.
I didn't know you were not involved.
Monday Night Football, October 13th at the Commanders, the Fail Mary Part 2.
Okay.
I think that's another fun matchup. National television.
Monday night game.
Big audience.
How many times are we going to watch that clip?
Too many.
And how many stories are going to be done on the cornerback?
Let's hope that by then there's a different storyline.
I thought you were going to say, let's hope by then he's not on the team. I thought you were going to cut a guy right there and right then. Honestly, I felt that coming. Were you at all? Did that go through your head at
yeah,
all?
Yeah, but I wanted to stay positive.
Okay.
773, please tell me something that David does like. That would be refreshing. Popcorn. I love popcorn. And I'm talking about some of the games I like on the schedule. I just don't like the way it opens.
You know what I like? I like, I guess it's October 19th through November 23rd, and then you got to go to Philly. And then you got December 7th and 14th. I like a run of noon.
At first glance, I like the Sunday. Noon starts. I like the regularity. You get into a rhythm. That's I don't it. Necessarily think the opponents are great in that span.
No.
You got to go to Baltimore. You got to go to Cincy.
Philly's a problem.
I think Cincinnati following Baltimore makes Cincinnati harder as a challenge.
I think Baltimore is a very physical, tough team.
I wish those were flip-flopped.
Yeah, I agree.
Because if you're playing Cincinnati first, I like that idea. You can beat the Bengals in Cincinnati despite being on the road.
Will Cincinnati even field the defense?
I don't know. No.
They're just going to put on
they're going to give up a lot of points, especially if Trey Hendrickson talks his way out of town.
Right.
Biggsy's not a big fan of that idea. We need to talk to him at 7 o'clock.
About
Hendrickson.
Getting him, you mean?
Yeah, he thinks it's very, very... remote.
Yeah, he doesn't think it's possible. I don't think he does dislikes the guy. He just doesn't think it's happening.
Yeah.
He didn't like my idea of trading Dio.
He did not like that idea at all.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
But I think that stretch.
I didn't say it was a good idea. I just said you need to free up some money.
Let's look at that five-game stretch because those are five noon games in a row.
Saints.
Actually, six in a row from the Saints through the Steelers from October 19th to November 23rd, the Bears play every Sunday at noon.
Yeah.
Saints, Ravens, Bengals, Giants, Vikings, Steelers. You could get on a little bit of a roll.
Saints is a win. Ravens a tough game.
That's 1-1.
You could win at Cincinnati.
You should win in Cincinnati.
You should win at home to the
that
Giants.
That should be three.
You
won't win in Minnesota. I don't think that's going to be a victory on the road against the Vikings.
You could beat them.
And you could beat the Steelers at home.
Yes.
You could go 4-2 in that stretch.
Easily.
I don't know how easily anything's going to be.
Everything's easy.
It's the NFL.
Did you notice Ben Johnson is now calling plays?
I did notice Ben Johnson is calling plays, and I'm sure that he has a good record against Brian Flores, and I'm sure he's going to tell us.
He's not some kind of stumble bum. He's a guy who's here to call good plays. Get it straight.
317. Who cares about the NFL schedule? I'm waiting for David's Preakness pick this weekend. Me too. Yeah, 317, me too.
There'll be as much...
bated breath.
There'll be as much enthusiasm for either thing.
Who's going to be the quarterback of the Saints when they play the Bears on that day? Who's going to be the quarterback of the Giants when they play the Bears on November 9th? Who's going to be the quarterback of the Steelers on November 23rd? Those are the kind of questions that make that stretch of the schedule appealing.
Exactly.
That's exactly a great... Right. That's a sweet spot of the schedule.
Right.
You get on a roll... You're adjusted and acclimated. Hopefully you're healthy, and you go on a little bit of a win streak. You could go if you're optimistic this morning, and everybody should be. That stretch should be 5-1.
I mean, five and one. Why not? The reason why is that you're conceding a game to Baltimore.
I am.
And that could cost you two games because
I don't
you're
like
saying that they're too physical and they. They just paid the receiver, and he's going to leave tire marks, and then...
The running back. He's going to leave some tire marks.
And he's going to leave
You know
some
who
tire
else is going to? Roquan Smith. Roquan Smith is going to take
I'm
care
sure he'll have a good game,
of business, and Dustin Rhodes is going to grimace his way through that entire week.
Roquan doesn't scare me. He doesn't scare me. His presence in that game does not scare me. I don't think that he's the deciding factor in that game. Unless the Bears... go out and get a running back or start putting some running games together. I just don't see him as, what was the line?
I won't say he scares
me.
It's
not an impact position, right? It's a, off the ball linebacker?
Off ball linebacker.
There you go.
The other thing is, remember when Roquan did play here, and I know David watches all the games back on YouTube or whatever each night before he goes to bed. He watches Roquan in a Bears uniform. Remember, he was never able to cover a tight end. Never. And guess what? He won't be able to cover a tight end either on that Sunday.
It would have been more powerful if you had said he won't be able to cover either tight end on that.
He's an all-pro linebacker. I don't know
how he can't cover the tight end.
If he were unable to cover tight ends, he would not be an all-pro linebacker. This guy's good. Give him respect.
Watch.
Give him respect.
Play a little daily fantasy that day. Sprinkle a little daily fantasy money on overs.
I'm all over that daily stuff. I'm all over the gambling. Mm-hmm. I'm all over the Preakness.
And don't forget the live event that's about to tee off any moment now.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
did you make your pick?
We're live almost. You know my pick. What's
Rory.
My pick?
You're picking Rory.
Rory, this is a good course for Rory.
He won his first.
There's three guys. Major. Because in order to win this particular tournament, give me someone that can drive the ball.
I can't believe we brought up the PGA before the Cubs.
I would take Bryson DeChambeau in this tournament.
I'm going Scotty Scheffler.
I'm not a fan.
Chalk.
Scotty Scheffler.
Scheffler's going to win.
And I think Rory.
I've got Rory as well.
Scheffler's roaring back.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He's coming back.
I want to see I want to see Rory put together a string of them. I would love to have a
good for the
grand
game.
Slam.
We're going to make our predictions, right? We're doing that today. You ready for that?
Oh, I'm ready for everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I was born
No question submitted about the PGA Championship.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, I forgot.
Wow.
I totally forgot.
Well, we got a little. There was
we
a
could
lot
go. We could go
on.
2-point conversion today.
No, it's okay. No, yeah. No, we're good.
In the spirit of the full NFL schedule being released,
we're good. We got Eddie talking pucks and ponies.
We'd do a five nine, for it. No, at some
we
point.
Got five on it.
Whatever.
No, we're going to do Eddie at 9:25. Eddie Olczyk for you Preakness fans is going to be here to talk about who's going to win the Preakness and who's going to win the Blackhawk Coaching Derby.
Gotta love it.
Both.
I'd love it. I love it. All right, we got so much to get to. We will mention the Cubs. That's not happy talk, but we'll get into all of it.
And we've the Sox.
There might be a little happy talk. We'll get into all of it, all the stories of the day. It's the Pick 6 next, Mully and Haw on the Score.
Ooh.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's Pick 6 with Mully and Haw where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
What jumped out to you about the Bears' schedule? Do you like the number of nationally televised games? What does it say about expectations? What do you consider the most difficult stretch of the schedule? What is the easiest? Are you ready to give your record for the season in a little bit?
Yes, I'm ready to give my record in just a little bit. And I would say that the... you know, they have a daunting schedule. I don't think there's any doubt about it. They've got one of the tougher schedules. I kind of like the way it breaks down. I'm not going to lie to you. I think that, you know, the most consecutive games on the road is two. They play three in a month. If you go from Minnesota home to Pittsburgh and then at Philly and at Green Bay, that's not ideal to be on the road 3 out of 4 weeks, but at least it's spread out a little bit. I feel like the bye week being as early as it is a disadvantage, just because you kind of want that as close to the midway point of the season as you can get, because that's when you start getting injuries and et cetera. The first quarter of the season, I don't know that that's the spot you want your bye week, but that's just the way it broke down. And as David mentioned, your part of that is since you're not going to Europe and you don't have any games overseas at all, that kind of there was no need to kind of jump in with that. But yeah, I would say that, you know, there are a couple of challenging kind of runs within the schedule, but I did like the extended noon Sunday. You get like 6 weeks of that, but unfortunately, you got to go to Baltimore and Cincinnati, as we discussed. So, I think all in all, considering, I think it's going to be a good season. I think we're going to be interested in it all year long.
We will be interested in it all year long. I was born ready to make a Bears full season prediction. I'm still in double digits, so that'll be a tease for the extra Ooh. Point. I like that they're at the Lions in week number two. Mully, I agree wholeheartedly. The week five bye does absolutely nothing for me, but my one saving grace about that bye is we don't know exactly as a head coach, of course, what Ben Johnson is like off the bye, but that Commanders game that everybody's got all wound up about, right? You know, you want the payback, and it's back in D.C. Mm-hmm. It is after the bye week, and it's a Monday night, so you've got a lot of time in between the trip to Vegas to play the Raiders, and then the trip to the Commanders to get ready for the Commanders. And I haven't looked to see what the Commanders game is right before then, but we do know that the Commanders on national TV, the standalone is the hot word of the day. That could be your score drinking game.
Standalone,
yep. Take a drink. I mean, you'll All be right. wiped out by 9 a.m.
Maybe 6:30.
But then we talked about the noon. That's awesome, the run of noon games. And I begged for a limited number of Sunday Night Football, and that played out perfect. One Sunday Night Football game at the moment. There might be two, but they might be back-to-back. And that is on the 28th day of December. So I can manage it. I'll get through it.
I think that the schedule does not look like a last-place schedule to me.
No.
It does not look like a reward for being terrible last year. And the Bears were terrible last year. This looks tougher than you would want it to look like for a new coaching staff coming off the kind of season the Bears are coming off of. I think it's going to take a lot of discipline and patience. It's going to test the loyalty, if you will, of the devotion to the Ben Johnson regime early on. I think it could be a tough first month. I don't think the Vikings on Monday Night Football is an ideal way to start the season. There's going to be a lot of hype, so much hype. And I think just Chicago maybe has beaten us down. Maybe I'm speaking just for myself, that when these things happen and there's such a buildup that we tend to be disappointed. So I think Bears fans are going to have to be patient, because help is on the way. Hope has arrived. Ben Johnson's going to make an impact in this season. Yes, I'm going to make the prediction when we do this at the extra point. But I think with the generally speaking, this Bears season will start slow but finish strong.
They are coming off a 5-12 season, and people are expecting a playoff run.
Mm-hmm.
That is the problem with the Bears as a franchise. We as a fan base and a media.
And they start the season against two playoff teams.
Yes,
who combined for I think 27 victories last year. So this is a very difficult start to the season. The good news is it could finish strong.
I'm not talking necessarily about a pick six or something like that.
Bigs time, 7 a.m. What other things stand out from an NFL perspective or league-wide point of view, whether they affect the Bears or not? Are there one or two matchups that stand out to you?
Well, I can't believe the Chiefs are the NFL's traveling football exhibition. They have 8 standalone games. They're going to be in Brazil. They're going to be on Christmas Day playing. They're going to be on Thanksgiving Day. They're going to be everywhere. Patrick Mahomes is a traveling exhibit. He's more than he is a franchise quarterback. And Travis Kelce this is like his tour, the Eras Tour. It's his version of the Taylor Swift lifestyle. They're everywhere, standalone everywhere, 8 times. And the Commanders, boy, are they hot. Jaden Daniels, this is ripe for a sophomore slump. That's wishful thinking. But they're going to be 6 times standalone. And the Cowboys, 4 Thursday night games? That's weird. I guess they're doing that because Jerry Jones likes the attention, perhaps. I'm not sure they're deserving of that much individual attention, but it is the Cowboys, so they'll get it anyway. Of the other games on the schedule, unrelated to the Bears, not involving a Chicago team, Packers at Steelers, October 26th, is the one that I have circled on my calendar. It is in primetime. It will be must-see, especially if there is a certain... Well, he won't be wearing number 12 for the Steelers. That belonged to Terry Bradshaw. Whatever number he's wearing, Aaron Rodgers against the Packers is appointment TV.
Is 56 available?
I just love, as usual, the NFL really gets it. I mean, the way they start the year off, right? Cowboys, Eagles, Chiefs, Chargers, Sunday afternoon, Lions at Packers. Now, we can argue it should be Packers at Lions, but it's still the matchup. And then Vikings at Bears. Just those standalones, right? Oh, and by the way, the other standalone Sunday Night Football, Ravens at Bills. Like, I mean, that is a great way to get your product underway. The other thing, I was talking about Christmas, and there was a thought that the Bears might be part of the triple header on Christmas. They are not, thankfully, but a really interesting 3-pack: Cowboys at Commanders, Lions at Vikings in the middle of your Christmas day, followed by Chiefs hosting, David, they're not on the road this time, but another primetime game, hosting the Broncos. So that's pretty interesting. For 3 games on Christmas, those are all pretty good games. The Thursday thing, I mean, there's a lot. When did the Commanders become America's sweetheart team? There's a lot of people loving that quarterback and loving that franchise. Commanders are getting a lot of attention.
Dan Quinn's great, too. He's funny. He's funny on the sidelines.
I guess maybe it's just the league saying, gosh, we're so glad there's new ownership in D.C.
I think it's always fascinating to see who the league kind of favors. Obviously, Kansas City is still the prime real estate. The Philadelphia Eagles, as the winners of the Super Bowl, are going to be a featured team. Baltimore is getting a lot of attention, as are the Buffalo Bills. You know, I think the only conclusion you can have from a Bears perspective is that the NFC North is going to be as good as ever. Like, no one really taking a step back. Every one of their rivals are rated in the top 8 to 10 teams in the entire league. It's going to make it for a very challenging season. I just wonder who's ready to take a step back. You know what I mean? Like, I think everybody has all these big hopes and dreams at this point in the season, but you just got to ask yourself, like, I don't know that this is the team, but they still haven't done anything with Brock Purdy yet, right? So What are the Niners doing? And what are they, how good are they planning on being? Are they, you know, if Christian McCaffrey is down, they're going to be down. And I just wonder about everything going on with that team. Dallas gets a lot of hype, but I don't know that they're ready to step forward at all. I just think that when I look at this schedule and I look at the league schedule, I want to know who's taking the step back, because there's going to be a team that is, you know, let me ask this question. Houston looked like they were really on the forefront of this thing, and they got an unexpected season from the quarterback. He didn't get worse, but he didn't get better in year two. Never got better. Maybe got a little worse. Where are they at? Is that whole dream dead in the water? I'm very curious about some of the teams that you thought were up and
coming. How many standalone games do they have?
Yeah, I think they're fairly well ignored.
Different question on a different topic.
Mike Florio, different day, different time with us. He is on Thursday, which is today, and at 9 o'clock. Make a reminder for yourself. What was your reaction to the Cubs lineup yesterday before they even got on the field to try to sweep the Marlins? Did you like Dansby Swanson leading off? What about Carson Kelly cleanup and DHing? Were you good with PCA hitting fifth? How did it all impact the game?
Yeah, I didn't think they had a lot of impact in the game, to be honest with you. I didn't think the Cubs offense did very well. I didn't understand. Well, you know, didn't PCA have a really big game? Didn't he have a home run? It wasn't enough, so you tried to move him lower in the order? I was a little confused by it. Dansby Swanson has been hitting the hell out of the ball, so they wanted to move him up and get him more at-bats. Was that the idea? And, boy, the Moises Ballesteros thing ended after a night. Apparently,
what happened to that idea?
Running out that double play didn't give him another day.
Oh, lefties on the mound, though.
Yeah, I know. It was a lefty. Part of it was a reaction.
Can't face
to
lefties.
That. And they didn't do well. They didn't get much offense in that game. Next to nothing. And I thought J-Mo did okay in that game, but you can't keep giving up solo homers. A lot of home runs. He's given up, what, 7 homers in his last 2 starts? Something like that's crazy.
Yeah, that's far from okay, but we'll probably get to that later. Let's just start with why would you flip Swanson and PCA? I just don't understand.
Tell me why.
I don't understand. Why, but again, things that aren't asked.
What's the rationale?
What's the point, Craig? Hey, Craig, why? Because Ian Happ's going to get the leadoff spot. Okay, but you already decided to tinker with PCA, who said he felt more comfortable not being, you know, kind of being off the radar, if you will, by batting 6th or 7th in the lineup. And now all of a sudden you batted him from 1st to 5th. You move Swanson up. Swanson got a hit. The top half of the order, I guess, delivered. They each got it. They each got a hit, but Suzuki got the home run. You know, the Kelly DHing thing, why would you risk your backup catcher or your, it's not even, he's not a backup, your every other day catcher in the DH role? And then, so let me get this straight. Again, put me on repeat. If a left-handed pitcher is pitching in a playoff game, Michael Busch is sitting. You've already won the series. Let him try to learn how to hit a lefty in a game that, quote-unquote, doesn't matter based on how you guys played in the lineup that Craig trotted out there yesterday. Let him play. Turner could have been the DH instead of having him play first base. You could have I just don't get it. Or let the young kid hit. Let the young kid feast.
I didn't understand Dansby Swanson moving to the top of the order, leading off for the first time in his Cubs career. After he was doing so well, hitting 8th. Why tinker? Why move PCA out of the top spot, even though he's hitting for power? That's okay. You want your best hitter to appear at the plate as many times as possible. That was the Joe Maddon theory. It makes a lot of sense still. I don't get why Michael Busch was on the bench. That's a lot of respect for Kyle Weathers that I don't think he had earned yet. Now, he looked very good for the Marlins, but Michael Busch, one of your better hitters. And then you bring up Ballesteros. If he can hit as well as you say he can hit, let him try to hit a lefty. This handedness is out of control. So I understand it's only one loss. They won the series. They'll probably win another one, and it's only one game. But when I saw that lineup, and then you see what happens, after the weather created this sort of mystic atmosphere at Wrigley Field, I thought it was the perfect metaphor because Craig Counsell seemed to be in a fog when he filled out the lineup card.
This is not a question that I expected from you.
What was your biggest takeaway from the Cubs' third game against the Marlins? Do you like the way they played this series?
No, because let me rephrase that. They won 2 out of 3. That's all we asked them to do. It was very disappointing the way that this ended because of the lineup. The lineup beasts in us all were very dissatisfied with the way that they filled out the lineup card. And then Jameson Taillon, last time out, he gave up 4 homers. This time he gave up 3. In his last 2 starts, he's thrown 184 pitches. He's given up 7 home runs. That's 1 home run every 26 pitches or so. That's no good. And believe me, that's not quality. That is not a quality start. That is meeting the criteria for a quality start, which is the most ridiculous statistic in baseball. Because that was the opposite of quality. That was disappointing. He's supposed to be the de facto ace. That was not good. So you leave that series, you got a day off, and you got a bad taste in your mouth.
Let's hope, David, that they have a bad taste in their mouth. I agree. You could just rewind that, what you said, and I would agree with everything you just said there 100%. The dumbest stat. And then the fact that, is there like a rule that every broadcast, I'm not picking on the Cubs TV booth as an example,
here it comes.
But is there a rule that when a pitcher hits that criteria,
yes,
that they have to mention? I wanted to go through my television set, drive down to the Federal Landmark last night. Are you watching the game that you're calling? Or did somebody hand you a card that said quality start by JMO? Did the agent for Jameson Taillon or his father text the broadcast on TV last night to let us know that's a quality start? That was not a quality start. Did you hear the passive aggressive comment that we played from Craig Counsell in the pregame show? Well, if you watch the game, it was hot garbage. That's what Jameson Taillon was. He was far from okay. You guys both have mentioned 7 home runs in the last 2 starts. 7 home runs. That's bad.
I think you're on a roll, and I don't want to criticize you in any way, but you did say you wanted to go into your television set and drive down to the Federal Landmark. I just
both.
Feel like
after I dove into the TV, then I was going to get in the car.
I just like
the
it.
Idea
both.
Of him bleeding with the TV hanging off his neck.
I just like it when he calls it the Federal Landmark.
He does it every day.
I love it. Really. I love it.
Listen. The reality is, as much as that it proves how the Cubs never quit and how easy it is for them to win and everybody knows it, they shouldn't have won the game before,
right.
Which means they really shouldn't have won that series. They did not play well enough to sweep that series, and frankly, they only barely played well enough to win that series.
Are you saying the Marlins outplayed the Cubs in that series?
I'm saying the Marlins did better than the Cubs in that series for the majority
call.
Of that
that's
series.
A good call.
And it's great that the Cubs came back and won, but you can't count on doing that a couple nights running. And the fact that they got nothing going and then gave up solo homers was frustrating to watch.
Next question.
When Corey Lee gets healthy for the Sox and Kyle Teal producing at AAA Charlotte, how do you envision Will Venable handling the catching position? In your mind, what is the pecking order at the position with 4 options? Lee, Teal, Edgar Cuero, and don't forget about Matt Theis.
Yeah, you know, I mean, listen, they've got 2 great young quality catchers that are going to be here hopefully for a long time in Kyle Teal and Edgar Cuero. And I don't know that I named them the right way. Maybe it's Cuero over Teal at this point, but Teal, by all accounts, is better at both positions. So it'll be interesting. He's a better hitter and he's a better catcher. So it'll be interesting to see if they keep both of them moving forward. But that might be the lone position on this roster where you say, oh, that's an embarrassment of riches. They have enough. I would say that if I was listing them, I think that they're going to – I think that because Cuero has done as well as he has, that has slowed Peel from being able to get to the major leagues. I don't think that's happening right now. I think that Corey Lee's going to come back and get some playing time. And I think the veteran guy is the kind of last man in. He's not the guy with any kind of long-term future here. And I think he's the fourth of four catchers. And that's maybe not fair to him because he's done okay this year. But they probably that is the one position. And I think eventually, you know, they could get to a point where Cuero or Peel could start and the other guy could DH. I think they're that good.
Whichever one of them can receive quality starts is the one that I would go with.
Wow. Taking that one, carrying it out. I think Kyle Teal is probably got the highest ceiling of all these players mentioned, but I do wonder if he's also got the most flexibility. And I do wonder if eventually, because of their surplus at that position and they have the number of quality baseball players, hitters they have in that batch, if it's going to be a couple catchers, Teal plays another position, and Theis might be a casualty. Maybe throwing in a trade or just one of these guys is the odd man out. He has done a nice job defensively. Give him credit for that. But at some point in time this season, we might see Kyle Teal with the major league team. Can he play the outfield? I don't know if he can just be a DH. I don't know if you want him to be just a DH. First base is pretty crowded.
It's a very valuable position, catcher, a guy who can hit as a catcher. I mean,
it is.
And I'm not suggesting they trade one of those guys, but it'll be very interesting to see if they can coexist.
You have that ability to maybe trade for something that you lack and maybe another position
player. Which is everything else.
A middle infielder with some pop, a lot of different possibilities, but it does give them an idea of what they're looking at, and they do have guys who they can count on moving forward. I do like the way that Edgar Caro has progressed, and I like the way that he handles pitchers. They have a lot of quality starts with Edgar Caro. He takes good care of them.
Well, that's a good question.
Oh my God,
Eddie O will be here at 9:25 talking pucks and ponies. What did you think of hearing from Rick Hahn? He resurfaced on the MLB Network saying this to Brian Kenny as part of a longer interview.
Ultimately, we had perhaps overestimated a little bit in terms of our players' growth. We obviously made some bets and some young players thinking they were going to grow into the level that we projected them to be and that they were starting to show signs of, which boxed us a little bit from a payroll standpoint. The injuries hurt. And, you know, the lack, you know, again, putting more on the touchy-feely extreme, our culture had wandered a little bit. And the vibe changed in that clubhouse. And we sort of lost a little bit of that competitiveness. And unfortunately, that spiraled into 23.
Do you think this is part of Hahn's return to a front office position somewhere?
The truth comes out. Better late than never, I suppose. This seems like it's part of a Rick Hahn resurgence, a Rick Hahn return. He probably will get another chance to run a team at some point in time, join an organization in some capacity. He was the executive of the year not that long ago. Actually, before things fell off and the wheels fell off and everything derailed on the south side. But I thought it was good to hear him back and see him back on television and in front of a microphone. He's very candid. He expresses himself very well, and he looked pretty good for himself. So I thought that was excellent television. I was drawn to it, and I think he explained things that we have. I don't think that we didn't know. He confirmed a lot of things we assumed, and so that was positive.
Ask me after the parade.
I like Rick Hahn, the talker. He's a good talker, but I want more now. I want more about that culture in the clubhouse and the vibe, babe, going the wrong way and what that was all about. I'd like a follow-up on that one. Can you go a little deeper? Like, is it because you decided to pay everybody before they did anything specifically, and that then the guys weren't as motivated and lost the drive? Is that what he's referring to? Was there a bad apple in the clubhouse? Does this go back to the pitcher?
It doesn't go back to La Russa? Is that what he's saying?
That's why I want to follow it, David.
I was just going to say A.J. Hinch would look awful good as the manager of the White Sox over the last how many years. He's done very well with a rebuild in Detroit. I mean, let's be honest about it. That, you know, I got all the time in the world for Rick. He is. Can you please phone him and let him know? He is welcome to come in at any point. He's welcome to come on for as long as he wants or as short as he wants. We would love to have Rick come in for a day and we could chat with him for a morning. That would be fantastic. I think there are 1,000 things to go over. But I can understand if he prefers a less kind of, an easier go of it where no one is going to ask a follow-up or try to figure out
a national
out exactly.
audience.
That's all I mean, you know, just a friendlier audience. But I'd love to get in the weeds on all of it, to be honest with you. But, you know, I don't know what to make of their managerial decisions. Because, frankly, there were some awful, strange ones. And I think that when you talk about the culture of the team, that's what you're talking about. And that is really what happened here. And, again, I wonder how much the process of improvement was waylaid by decisions from above the front office. And it feels like there were a lot of bad things that went on and didn't work out, and I'd offer a safe harbor to Rick if he ever wanted one.
All right, we should extend the invitation.
I think we just did.
Asked and answered. Okay.
Yes.
But hopefully he's got that Odyssey app and he's tuning in right now.
Follow up. Give him a call. Tell him, yes, there is love. We want to share it. All right, 312-644-6767. We have the extra point, and we're going to go over our predictions, our records for the Chicago Bears season next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Prediction time. Can you please tell us your projected record for the Chicago Bears in 2025? Can you identify one or two turning point games that will determine the season? What does your anticipate being the strength and weakness of this team?
Well, I think in the interest of time, we'll go kind of general portions of the season and then overall record. We can go game by game later if you want. I think the Bears finish slow or start slow, finish strong. I think it's a tough out-of-the-gate challenge when the two NFC North opponents to get right in September. I don't know if they win either of those games. I really have a hard time seeing the Bears winning either of those games. So at first glance, I have the Bears starting 3-5, but finishing 6-3. I've got them winning 9 games. I've got them losing 8 games. I have them winning out in December. Ben Johnson is going to, like many first-year coaches, struggle early as things are kind of slow to adapt. The team's going to struggle maybe at figuring things out, doing things the new way of doing things. But by the mid-season mark, right around the time they beat the Steelers at home and Aaron Rodgers, they'll go on a bit of a roll, and they will win 5 of the final 7 games. That will be the way they go into the offseason. Will it be good enough for a playoff berth? Potentially. But I don't know if 9 wins get you in a wild card spot. But I do have the Bears 9-8, finishing with 4 straight victories in December and into January.
So when you say winning out in December, are you calling for 2 Bears wins over the Packers? Or no.
No.
Okay, do we go game by? I just wanted to clarify that part.
I think they're splitting with Green Bay.
Okay, they're splitting with Green Bay. So they don't sweep the board in December.
Nope.
Not quite. Okay, I'm still stuck on 10 wins. I could get to 11 fairly easy, but that gets us into what's the swing part of the schedule, in your opinion. At the moment, I have the Bears on two different 4-game winning streaks. But the key one will be weeks 3-7. Weeks 3-7 in that bye. How do you go into that bye, and how do you come out of that bye, I think will determine whether or not this team wins double digits or, in David's opinion, single digits. I'm at 6:40 on the 15th of May. I'm at 10-7.
Yeah, it's interesting, guys. I feel like they really need to win that opening game. Because I think if they can win the opening game, they can go 3-1 into the bye. I think that that's very important for them to start that way. I've got them with 9 wins on the season, but that is because I think they can start quickly. And if they don't, if they lose to Dallas somehow at home, which I think they will win, if they lose at the Raiders, which they have to win, or if they end up, not splitting those first 2 games, I feel like they're going to be chasing the season more than you want them to. So I think that right away we're going to find out a lot about them. I think the advantage of being at home and having a coach that knows the opponent, as familiar as he is with Minnesota, I think that's a big game for them. So I don't want to say that their season will go one way or another based on that, but I think you got a real possibility if you can beat Minnesota, then you can lose to the Lions, and I'm not hopeful that they will. That should be pretty interesting because he should have a lot of insight on that too. But I think you beat Dallas, you beat the Raiders, you go 3-1. Now all of a sudden you got a bye week leading into that Washington game. So you should use that as a way of ensuring you do pretty good against Washington. Then you can beat the Saints. Now all of a sudden you're going in, you can afford to lose a couple of games to the AFC if that's how it goes. So I really like the beginning of the schedule, provided they can split those first 2 games.
Yeah, that's a good optimistic prediction.
Yeah, but I only have them winning 9 games, and
the defense.
If they lose one of those games, I'm going to 8. So what does that tell you?
Justin Jefferson is going to be a tough challenge for Jalen Johnson in Week 1.
Yeah, no question.
And that
who's
pass
getting
rush.
Him the ball?
Who's getting Justin Jefferson the
yes.
ball? I thought you'd have more faith in J.J. McCarthy.
I'll cheer him on anytime he's not playing the Bears. But I think in week one, I think he's a game
manager.
If he's
healthy, he's an impact guy. If he's healthy.
Well, he'll be healthy early, you hope, right?
Just he's got training camp.
Oh, boy. Holy cow.
Just saying.
If it's that touch and go.
That's when he got hurt last year.
All right, so we all agree on a winning record.
Winning record.
We got 2-9-8.
New day in Chicago.
And a 10-7.
The Ben Johnson era is a winning one.
Okay.
Brandon?
I got him 9-8 right now.
Yeah. And the
I got a three-way tie in the NFC Norths.
We should say Vegas has him at 8 and a hook.
Yeah,
so,
8.5.
So, you know, you're either going over or under, and we're all going over here, which is a disaster.
Well, I don't know if it's a disaster.
Yeah. But I really think the key to the schedule is going to be the beginning of it, just the way I'm looking at it. All right. We'll get into it. We'll talk about it. We're going to talk to our buddy Big Zeeves pretty soon at 7 o'clock here. 312-644-6767. Mullion Hall on the score. I've got them with 9 wins on the season.
I've got them winning 9 games. I've got them losing 8 games.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 the score. What we should have done is gone 8-8.
Yeah, but then you're
what?
Not mathematically accurate. 8-8-1.
8.5.
8-8-1.
That's what they are, though.
Yeah.
8.5. Vegas every year gives them kind of makes you regret their pick, and then everyone goes over.
Well,
let's be honest, 5-12.
A year ago, we were terrible.
No, no doubt.
Terrible. I think we had them winning or right around 500, 8-9, 9-8-ish.
I think we had them 8-9.
And I think it was 8 wins, and then the wheels fell off. I don't think anybody saw the losing streak coming.
No.
There was a lot of optimism and hope invested in Caleb Williams' arrival. We overlooked the fact that Shane Waldron was a bad fit and probably overstated the growth in Matt Eberflus as a head coach. And they did what they did, and now they're starting anew. I think it's going to take some patience and discipline on behalf of Bears fans, two areas where fans aren't always great.
I got to tell you, here's my problem. They had one thing to do last year, one thing. They had to get the coordinator right. That's all they had to get right. They interviewed, how many guys did they interview? 10 guys?
9 guys.
9 guys?
9 guys.
And they had the right names.
Yeah.
And they got the wrong guy.
Well, they got the wrong guy.
The wrong guy.
Yeah, that
makes me wonder how did we think they were going to get it right?
Well, I think we've put a lot of hope, and speaking for myself, I guess, but I think you were right there along with me. Caleb Williams' arrival trumped anything that you thought about the offensive coordinator. We thought that this was a guy who could be the difference maker because they had waited so long to find the right guy, and he is the right quarterback. And with Ben Johnson, I think you're going to start to see that more obviously.
Still think he's the right quarterback?
I do. I do.
Do you think Daniel's a better quarterback? Do you think they drafted the wrong quarterback?
I think after 1 year, it's premature to jump to a conclusion unless you're looking for a hot take.
I'm not looking for a hot take, and I'm not jumping to a conclusion. I'm just asking that question.
No, I think if you ask me that question, I'm not convinced that the Commanders have drafted the quarterback the Bears wanted or should have drafted.
Well,
no.
We know they didn't want him.
I'm not convinced of that. No, I'm not convinced that right now, for the first year, even though the evidence is convincing and in favor of Jaden Daniels,
yes,
I'm not willing to go out there and say that Jaden Daniels is going to have a better career than Caleb Williams. I don't know that that's conclusive yet.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I really think we'll have a better idea by the end of this year.
We should, and Ben Johnson needs to make a big impact on Caleb Williams' career, and Caleb Williams has to make Ben Johnson continue to look smart. They're very dependent on each other. They need each other. That relationship is the most important one in the building, and I think that's why this offseason is so critical. What kind of professional is Caleb Williams becoming?
Well, and what kind of system is he running? Is he, you know,
I have more faith in the system than I do in Caleb Williams taking that step.
Well, I agree with that, but I guess my point would be that we were told that this system was going to be engineered to whoever the players were in it, and now we're learning that no, he's going to have to operate under center, and he's going to have to. I'm just saying.
No, that's
there's
a fair.
There's been a slight change.
That's a fair, yeah.
Up to this point, so we'll see how that works out. We've got Big Z next. We'll go over the schedule with him. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.